Blog Talk Radio.
Extremeness is here. XOHL, a view from the blue line. Sponsored in part by the Extreme Online Hockey League.com. Special co-host weekly. Call in show. Come hear the hits, the stats, the rumors, and the hot topics. Come be a blue liner. Let's be extreme. It's blue line time tonight, and we're getting things down to the wire. Hello, folks. Welcome to the Blue Line. I'm your host, Lacar22. It is April the 16th. Week seven has been completed. We're going into week eight. It's down to the wire for some teams, and basically over for one team. Join us tonight. We're here for the next hour and 15 minutes. We'll run down how things went this past week. We'll talk about upcoming trades that have happened, trade deadline this week. Lots of big things happening this week. We'll give you a rundown of what happened on the All-Star Series this week. And hopefully my Sleeping Beauty co-host, Castor and Pollock, is not sleeping. We haven't had him on this show in a couple of weeks. Castor, hope you set your alarm correctly, buddy. It's 8:03. Let's take some music real quick. We'll come back and we'll get down to business.
Lock eyes from across the room, down my drink while the rhythms boom. Take your hand and skip the names, no need here for the silly games. Make our way through the smoking crowd, the club is the sky and I'm on your cloud. Moving close as the lasers fly, our bodies touch and the angels cry. Leave this place, go back to yours, our lips first touch outside your doors. The whole night what we've got in store, whisper in my ear that you want some more. And I jizz in my pants, this really never happens, you can take my word. I won't apologize, that's just absurd, mainly your fault for the way that you dance. And now I jizz in my pants, don't tell your friends or I'll say you're a slut. Plus it's your fault you were rubbing my butt. I'm very sensitive, someone said that's a plus. Now I'll go home and change.
I need a few things from the grocery. Do things alone now, mostly. Left me heartbroken, not looking for love. Surprise in my eyes when I looked above the checkout counter and I saw her face. My heart stood still, so did time and space. Never felt that I could feel real again, but the look in her eyes said I need a friend. She turned to me, that's when she said it. Looked me dead in the face, asked cash or credit. And I
shit in my pants.
It's perfectly normal, nothing wrong with me, but we're going to need a clean up on aisle three. And now I'm posed in an awkward stance, because I
shit in my pants.
To be fair, you were flirting a lot, plus the way your bag cans got me bothered and hot. Please stop acting like you're not impressed, one more thing I'm gonna pay by check.
Last week, I saw a film, as I recall it was a horror film. Walked outside into the rain, checked my phone and saw you rang. And I
jizzed in my pants, speeding down the street when the red lights flash. Need to get away, need to make a dash. I saw song comes on that reminds me of you and I
shit in my pants.
Next day, my alarm goes off and I
shit in my pants.
Open my window and a breeze rolls in and I
shit in my pants.
When Bruce Willis was dead at the end of Sixth Sense, I
shit in my pants.
I just ate a grape and I
shit in my pants.
I went to
shit
okay.
In my
pants. Can you guys, can we, okay?
I just run in my pants every time you're next to me. And when we're holding hands, it's like having sex with me. You say I'm premature, I just go in ecstasy. I wear a rubber at all times, it's a necessity.
Cause I shit in my pants.
Yes,
I shit in my pants.
That's right, folks, jizzing in your pants. We're back live here on XOHL, you from the blue line. Just a quick announcement to all you folks out there. There will be, especially to all you new rooks out there, the Winnipeg Jets will be hosting scouting this evening, I think in around 8 p.m. Eastern. They're looking to pick up some last-minute talent before they head into the playoffs, so you can hook up with Disco or Iceman. Probably Disco. Iceman's never on this early because he's out west. But Disco's kicking around. Hopefully he'll be able to hook you up with some scouting games. Get your grades in, get noticed before the last free agency on Friday. So as you know, Friday is this day's last free agency. And from what I understand, I think the announcement was made when the trade deadline was. Of course, this week was the trade deadline. And if you look under the announcement section, season 4 trade deadline, it will be Friday, April 17th, 11:59 p.m. Eastern will be the trade deadline. I know we promised to be here for the trade deadline, but frankly, I don't want to hang out on the radio at 11:59 p.m. Eastern on a Friday night. So you can keep yourself up to date on that. I know last year's trade deadline was pretty much lackluster, but maybe there'll be some big moves. Don't suspect anything will be coming out of Chicago because it is official. Chicago is now out of the playoffs as of the end of this week. They will not be making the playoffs. It is mathematically impossible for them to do so. With only 16 points to grab, there's 17 points behind the Toronto Maple Leafs. So, sorry to those guys that put out a good season as best as they could, but you might see still some trades. Maybe Rapkod's got some love for some of his veteran players who want to move into a team that might have a chance at winning the cup. Who knows? It'll be hard to say if anybody want to deal with them, but that's what we have there. Let's start off by looking at the trades tonight. We'll wait until we get Kasper Pollock here. I always like to have him to review the standings. So this week we have had some trades up on the board. Looks like the Dallas Stars traded Airsoft and Voracek. And in return, Winnipeg picked up Shorty Luce and some fat geezer. that was after the Winnipeg Jets. That's a bit of a different trade there. I'm surprised that Winnipeg moved some fat geezer, but Dallas is looking to tighten up their offensive power before the playoffs. Not sure what Iceman and Disco are trying to do by moving some of those players around. I know Airsoft hasn't played a lot this season, but I know Voracek can be an offensive force to be reckoned with if that happens. Also, big news out of Boston. They finally made a trade. It's been some time since we've seen a trade out of them since way back in March, actually. Choose and Bruise, 19, going to Dallas. So Dallas busy on the trading front. They really want to make a run for the playoffs. And they moved Horse Hockey over to the Boston Bruins. I'm not sure if Horse Hockey was originally picked up on that team. I may be incorrect on that, but so there's a trade there from Boston Dallas. So Dallas has been very busy. We probably maybe not see too much out of them. The New Jersey Devils, which we expect, they're fighting for that last playoff spot. I believe they're 5 points out of a playoff spot with 1 week to go. They made a big move. They moved Lethal Sniper, which was a bit of a surprise to me there, and Bob and Matt for a 1L Smitty. So is 2-for-1 going to work out for them? Two forwards for one forward. Smitty is definitely a top forward. Looks like New Jersey and Toronto making some moves there to help solidify their offensive power. So perhaps Smitty can help New Jersey get to that last playoff spot because he is definitely an offensive player that can definitely help contribute to that team. So there you have it. We'll be waiting the trades as they come through, I imagine, over the weekend and this next week. It'll be interesting. Free agency Friday will be the last free agency of the season. And that will be held this Friday at its actual regular time at 8:45. And just looking at what we have eligible, looks like B.C. Gerard, Don Corleone, and El Presidente goalie up there. So I know Dallas has been struggling with goaltending issues. We may see El Presidente heading over to Dallas. Hard to say, and I know there's some scouting going tonight, so we may see some new names on there. Be mindful that the sign-up lists have now, if you've signed up, the list is now closed. There will be no more sign-ups. And also remember that the this week, waivers, this will be the last weekend for waivers. So right now, if I can see, sort of quick gander at the waivers and see who's out there for teams. So we got 20 people sitting on the waivers. So Bassani, still out there. Captain Benchbait, or Captain Pine, Ride the Pine, is still there. He's still sitting on Dallas. Will he stay? Who knows? A lot of names have been there for a while. Some new names on there as well. And another couple of goalies on there. Rain Fire QC, he's sitting on there. Fountain 81, so you may see them be picked up by Dallas. It's hard to say. I know Rain Fire QC was picked up by Chicago late in the game. What? For $7 million? Holy shit. You paid that much money for a player and you really... Anyway, whatever. But the trades have been busy. I'm looking at the league activity here. The XOHL BOD view, and teams have been trading like crazy. Toronto's been busy. Nashville's been busy. Winnipeg's been busy. Dallas has been pretty busy. So I'm pretty sure there's more trades to come. Owners are scrambling to get their team solidified before the playoffs. And with that being said, it'll be an interesting turn of events to see what happens there. So, yeah, so breaking news, of course, Chicago Blackhawks have now been a $7 million goalie, Rainford 3 QC. He must have been picked up on Monday night. But that guy's probably going to be a hot commodity, I would assume. Not sure where he came from. But anyway, he'll probably be a hot commodity when the waivers open up on Saturday. So good luck to the teams. It's playoff for some teams. It's some for not. When we come back, hopefully we'll Cash will be back with us. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about we'll do a rundown of how the week went for most of the teams. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. What do we want to listen to today? Oh, I got a little bit of a... let's see here. Let's listen a little bit more classified. This is O Canada.
Gentlemen, we have a new piece to try. Okay. Bon. Messieurs. This piece deserves better, no? Let's try it again. I told this guy where I was from. He said, oh, Canada. Kind of laughed it off. It was funny, huh?
In a honor with my hand on my heart. From the greatest of lakes to the greenest of greens, to the rockiest mountains and everything in between. Oh Canada, oh, you're no fan of us, cause the movie and TV shows are so amateur. Yeah, we laugh it off, that don't really bother me. Look, we ain't serious unless you really gotta be. Humorous attitude like kids in a hall, the Jim Carrey, Mike Myers, how we claiming them all. It's the great white north, I'm on the funniest actors. The fun of the joke with an abundance of laughter. The red and white flag, keep it high, keep it visual. People say Canada gets stereotypical. Think we finish every sentence with buddy or bye. And if it ain't that, it's either dude A or guy. Yeah, we consider it peaceful. And smoke a man, so we consider it legal. Still doing rap like the 1990s, but that's how we like it, all time and grimy.
I know where I'm from and I told you before. North of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure. I'm from Canada, oh, Canada.
lot of y'all are ignorant and stupid. Yes, we have microwaves, TVs, and cell phones. Unintelligent, we invented the telephone. We made Yahtzee, the light bulb, hockey, and bred the greatest players, Gretzky to Crosby. We all got at least one drinking buddy, and after one drink, all of us think we're funny. A national mascot, the damn beaver. Oh, Canada, we love our beaver. Home of Hell's Angels and RCMP. Home of Gordon Lightfoot and SCTV. The Underground Railroad. George St. Pierre right here is where we call home. A healthcare system, y'all know it's free. Keep a girl's banging with a full mouth of teeth. I won't even get into the music industry. They say hip-hop is dead, now it's up north with me. I can do this all day, it's a part of my routine. But supper's almost done, and tonight
I know where I'm from and I told you before. North of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure. I'm from Canada, oh, 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 Canada.
I'm from the east coast of Canada,
oh, 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 Canada.
I'm from the east coast.
Don't see, I'm from Canada. So sometimes work, come on my mouth like this. Get used to it.
That's right, a little patriotic love from Lacar 22 here on the Blue Line. That's classified with Oh Canada. That's where I'm from. Proud of it. Yada, yada, yada. I don't care what you think. This is my show. Let's break things down. We're going to hit up this week to do the quick roundup, see how everybody turned out this week. Castor, I've been waiting as long as good. Maybe your Eichel's out there. Maybe he'll join me. But let's get her done. Roundup, Matrix style, of course. Well, we'll start at the bottom as we always do. Chicago Blackhawks, as you all have heard live here on XHL, view from the blue line, they have been eliminated from the playoffs. Unfortunately, they were not able to make cut the mustard. I don't think they had a great week last week. They went 16-33 overall, seven overtime losses, ended with a 39 point, had a really strong year this year. As you heard, Eichel was. Rapkov was on the show last week, and he really didn't have any answers to why they were playing so bad. I guess the big answer was they weren't playing well enough to build chemistry. So, which I understand, because most of those guys have chemistry, because they mostly all play together anyway. So, there you have it. We may see some trades coming out of these guys for this week. Hard to say. Perhaps the team men don't want to give them a little favor in their hand and get them on a team that might make the playoffs. So we want to thank Kessel and Rapkov for putting together a hell of a team this season. They still got 1 week to go. They could be, they could definitely throw some hurt into some people, especially the New Jersey Devils, prevent them from getting a playoff spot. Technically, they don't really have a chance to catch up with them, but they could definitely be the GOAT. Some of these teams prevent somebody from getting that bye round. So definitely play hard, show up, play hard, and that usually happens with a team that's already facing a to be the toughest team to beat in the last week, so perhaps they'll have a decent week next week. But good job to Kessel and Rapkov. You did best you could with what you had, the amount of time you had, and see you back next season. Going up the line to the New Jersey Devils, please, it's the team to watch this week. It's one of the teams to watch this week. The New Jersey Devils have been crazy on the trade board. Garwell from Eichel are scrambling to put together a team. The way it sits right now is they sit with 52 points. Toronto is sitting with 56, Dallas with 58. So, really, the way it stands is we've got 8 games next week, 16 points left to be grabbed. They are 4 points out of a playoff spot. Actually, they're probably going to need 5 points. It looks like they're pretty even across the board. They do score a couple wins, they'd be tied for wins. And, of course, as you know, it goes by goals for. And, yada, yada, yada. It looks like in that department, the Toronto Maple Leafs have been a little bit better, depending on how they do next week. But if you want to look at the article section, Bryce Robin has done a nice breakdown breakdown of how the season went for ranking, who would play better against who, and it's a very nice read. Check in the Media Center, read it, and it'll give you an idea of you know, things to come in the playoffs. And he's broken it down to who's got a better win record against who. So, yeah, somebody give this Drizzy guy, freaking Dr. Dizzy, a chance. Dizzy, you got to get out there and you got to contact owners. If you want to know who all the owners are, the gamer tags are listed down at the bottom. If you look under the legend, XHL owner, get a hold of them, tell them you want to get scouted. That's the best way to do it, in my opinion. But moving on, New Jersey is going to be busy, busy, busy. It looks like we got Eichel on the phone, because that's actually good time, because we can talk and see what he has to do in order to pick up the pace over there. Welcome, Eichel. How you doing, buddy?
I like the song that you're playing. It's perfect for how we're rolling this week.
Yeah, so you guys had a mediocre week this week. You're going to be the team to watch next week. Fight for that last spot. You're 4 points out. We'll say 5 points out. Toronto and Dallas are the ones to beat. You had a... I don't know, what was your record this week? Reese Robin usually has a breakdown for good. He didn't get the chance to get to this week, so... I don't think it was an above 500 record, but you played well enough to hold in there. And you've got, you know, a whole another week to play, 16 points. You made some trades. So what was with the trade there? You moved Lethal Sniper, who was already playing well with Quasar and Dahmer. What's your thoughts behind that trade?
We're just trying to see what we can do. Trying to see how we can help the team out. Some guys didn't show up this week for us, but we might be a little busy tonight as well. So stay tuned.
There you have it. Eichel's talking about making some more moves, which is to be expected. Can we big blockbuster trades? Is there a K&P movement, maybe? Movement? Will you trade your ex? Now, it's a plan for you to go into the playoffs, whether if you make the playoffs or even next. You're in playoffs now. Playoffs have started for you, basically.
Right.
So, is there a plan for you to shorten your bench a little bit?
You know, if we have to run a 13-man roster, I feel comfortable with the 13 guys we have now, opposed to what we had before. You always would love to get down to 12, but if we're not able to, then we're not able to. We'll roll with what we have, and hopefully we can have a big week this week. It's important. I told everybody on the team, it's you got to have a big week this week, otherwise we're out. So we did our job this week. We had to beat Nashville two times, which I heard you say last week it was going to be difficult for us, but we were able to get two big ones out of them, and with the big guns being able to show up next week, hopefully we can beat Toronto. I think we have to play them like twice or three times next week, so that should help us out.
I noticed that for the schedule, but you guys, you may not have had a lot of wins this week, but you won key wins. You stole a couple of wins from me. I think you went 2-1 against Nashville this week, which you were worried about the schedule being a little heavy-handed with having to play Nashville this week, but that turned out well in your favor. You also got a couple big wins out of Montreal this week, an overtime win against Boston, so you're beating the teams that not expected to beat, and you were getting the numbers out there, so that's good in your half. But unfortunately, you know, losing to Winnipeg, really should be picking up the pace in those teams. But you did get a forfeit win out of Dallas, which I know they're trying to dispute at this point, but I'm not really sure what happened. Breaking news, out of all the weeks, this is the biggest week that we've had forfeits. I'm not really sure what's going on there. Toronto, are they struggling to get guys showing up? Hopefully this isn't the case, because they've been playing steady all year long. Looks like they picked up two forfeits last week. And, even Chicago, of course, Nashville's picking up some forfeits. So I'm hoping this isn't going to be a trend for next week, because every win counts right now, not only for the New Jersey Devils, but as well as the rest of the team. So we'll move up the line to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Toronto Maple Leafs, that's the team you're chasing. Those are the guys at Dallas as well. They had a pretty rough week last week due to the fact that they had a couple of forfeits. Not really sure what's going on there. I don't see any no-show warnings on people there, but it's strange enough, you know, Dementor, it's sad to see him down on the undress bench over there. I would assume that he would probably be maybe pulled up for the playoffs. He's a great great defenseman, which is, you know, pretty sad. Maybe he's not showing up. I don't know what's going on there. But the Plume's still holding strong there, 75 points in 20 games. Lethal Snipers added to the mix there. So will the Plume be able to play? They won't be playing together. They've got four centers on this team. So I'm not really sure how Poison Killer's going to move these lines around to get some chemistry, because I know the Ploop was playing quite well with some fat geezer. Not fat geezer, but who'd you trade again? Lethal Sniper for... Oh, Smitty. Actually, they weren't even playing together because they're both centers, but they're still center heavy. It'll be interesting to see how these guys, you know, what they're going to do here to keep things moving. And maybe with the addition of Bob Medic. I know Bob Medic has played with Ploop in the past. Of course, right, Purple Pickle as well. Very short on left wingers, in my opinion. Maybe they have to bring up that guy or Devil Dog to help fill those spots. Got a lot of right wingers, a lot of centers, but I don't think they have any dressed left wingers right now. So what's going to happen in Toronto? Hopefully they're going to lose, right? So it looks like Sunday night, you guys play them in the second game.
Yeah.
And they looks like they've got a pretty tough schedule. They're playing Nashville. They're playing Boston. They do have a game against Chicago. They're going to play you guys, I think. The last time I looked, they played you guys a couple of times.
I think we played them Tuesday then, after Sunday.
You play Sunday, Tuesday, and they've got a couple games against Winnipeg and Dallas, which are tough games for them, but they've also got a couple games against Nashville. And I think Nashville's coming back clean with all their roster back. With maybe the exception of one guy serving a suspension still, but all those suspensions will be done, and Nashville will be ready and ready to go. Let's move to the Dallas Stars, the hottest team in the league right now, end up by Rainbow Treasure, the biggest team on the trade movement, I guess. They're moving like crazy. They want to solidify that roster. Twisted Dream still holding on. He's now a 100-point man. I think he probably got a lot of those points off the Montreal game we played this week. Gave us quite a whop in there. But yeah, this team is strong. They picked up some fat geezer. Would he be a strong voice to be reckoned with over there? And still, goaltending is an issue. So either we're going to see them pick somebody up in free agency, or they picked that $7 million goalie up that Chicago picked last week on Monday. What do you think?
They've got to figure it out. They've got to figure out how to solidify their goaltending. And, you know, they need to figure it out. Hopefully... For us, I mean, obviously, you know, you never want to see teams, you know, struggle, but if they find a way to not win those games, then we could top them and move ahead of them. So they got to figure it out.
Exactly.
Rainbow Treasure's a smart dude, so maybe he'll come up with
something. They're only 6 points away from you guys. They still could not make a playoff spot. 6 points out of 18, I mean, we still got a long ways to go. 8 games a week, that's still, if you think about it in NHL, series, that's still 2 weeks of hockey left to move into the NHL, really. Maybe even three, so there's still a lot of points to be had. It could be anybody's game. If we have forfeits like we did last week, that could change things. Hard to say. I'm going to call the Winnipeg Jets the probably most consistent team this season, with the exception of the Bruins. Iceman and Disco running the show over there. They got 60 points. They're 28-24. They're roughly a 500 team. These guys have pretty much held the same spot for most latter half of the season. Jay Resnick still holding his own there. He has yet to reach the 100-point mark. He'll probably do that this week. A lot of talk coming out of Winnipeg about Disco's style of goaltending. There was some rumors around the league saying that he may be intentionally coming out of his net and trying to take penalties. Well, that's the case, but there was a rumor floating around about that. But they are still playing strong. They played the way they played all season long. They've held that spot, and you know, these guys are going to make I'm predicting that they're going to solidify a playoff spot. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but Winnipeg's a great team. You know, I heard Resnick was on your show with you last weekend,
yep.
And he's a great dude. And with that line that they have of him and D-Rad, that's a scary line. Anybody who has to play them in the playoffs, I would be a little worried about what they're going to be able to do. So I agree. I think they'll make a playoff spot. I don't see them dropping out where they are right now.
Definitely going to make a run for it. Last, next, we got the Montreal Canadiens. That's my team. Again, this team, I call this the seesaw team. You know, we have a good week, we have a bad week. Really, fairly good week this week. I think we went 5-3 this week. A better week than we had last week. One week we play good, one week we play bad, one week we play mediocre. But we've been hovering around those top three spots. Right now, all I know is we're trying to get into that last buy spot so we can sit out the first week and kind of watch things play out. Right now, currently, we're tied with the Nashville Predators at 71. Nashville had a so-so week. They took some forfeits. I think with their suspensions, that really put a hurt into them. But next week may be a different story. The fact that all those guys are coming off suspensions, yada, yada, yada. And it's all tied up. But the Nashville Predators actually have the advantage. They actually have more wins than Montreal right now. So technically, they're holding that second spot. And with all those overtime, was they call it loser points, we're just a little short of the wins there. So looking at Montreal's roster, firm data still holding the way, 79 points, Shortkick King 75, Jay Habanero 71. Seabass had a better week this week, and Dink is still trying to get the center spot figured out and getting the faceoffs. He's getting better and better every week. I think with this team, it's just getting the defense sorted out. I know had a rough game one night there, but ladies and gentlemen, I actually got to do a breaking news for this, because if I don't, where the hell's Caster?
I don't know.
Sleeping again. That's right, guys. We got an update right now, live on the Blue Line. An update for you. That's right. This week, against the Dallas Stars, Makar 22 had his first hat trick. Play ever.
Oh, I heard about
ever.
That.
I did, sir. I had my first hat trick as a defenseman, of course. Well, I've never played as a forward, but I had my first hat trick this week. Quite excited about that. Put me up on the point boards. Still a minus 14, though. And I think that's where we're struggling the most is defense and playing that team defensive game. Hopefully we'll get it worked out and get the pairings right. I was talking to Seabass a little bit there earlier on in the week, and he's looking to shorten his bench. They're going to be making some moves. Looks like they've hard to say who they're going to dress to undress. I'm surprised that we haven't seen any changes yet, but perhaps they're going to go with what they got. But right now they're running a 14-man roster. But they've got the potential to go far. They've got the potential to put some wins down. I think just offensive-wise, they've got it. They just need to just tweak up the defense a little bit. And LeSaint, if he keeps showing up, man, 10-1 at four overtime losses, 2.59 goals against average, 79.29. If this guy shows up this week, you could see a new Vezina runner right here, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we were playing with him a couple of days ago in OTP, and he's told Seabass he's going to show up. I spoke to Dinkus, and they're shocked as management that he's actually been showing up this week, and that's big news for you guys if he can show up and play well. I still believe I can score goals on him, but the way he's playing right now, if he can keep playing that way, it'll help that team out tremendously.
Well, he's definitely put the way he's been playing so far, when he does show up, just imagine if he did show up, the way he's been playing so far, he's definitely earned a spot for the nomination for the Vezina Trophy this season, in my opinion. Should be on that nomination card. And as well, Kurdog, you know, he's playing well, but, I mean, LeSaint is playing better, in my opinion, just at this point in time. So it'll be interesting to see how next week goes. I know they kind of work well together. There's no real one backup, one starter, because Kurdog likes the early games and LeSaint likes the later games. So you may see them switching off between each other. Throughout the playoffs and into next week. So, well, it's hard to say what Dinkus and Seabass are going to do there. So Montreal Canadiens fighting for that last spot. Their schedule, little bit of an easier schedule than it was last week. They're not facing Nashville as much. Looks like they're going in next week. They got a game against Chicago. They're going to be going against Dallas, against New Jersey again. I wouldn't say that's an easy schedule with them because we always seem to have trouble with you guys. I'm not sure what the fuck. But their schedule seems to be a little bit better, only having to face Boston. We faced Boston three times last week. I think we went 1-1-1 or something like that. And we're playing Nashville, Boston just twice next week. So if all things go in order the way we like it, then if we keep getting chunking out the wins, we may end up sneaking into that second spot. If not, you may see a Montreal, New Jersey first round matchup.
Yeah, and I spoke to Dinkus yesterday, and I spoke to him this week. We feel like that would be a cool thing, but I'm not getting ahead of myself. I still got a big week ahead. If we choke this week and don't make it, then we don't deserve to be in. But that'd be cool to play you guys in the playoffs. Absolutely.
Nashville Predators next up on the board. The most offensive team to be reckoned with. Nobody likes to play them. They're an offensive force. Holmes rules now in the 100 club along with Tretiak. They're 111-105, 65 goals, 46 assists. The A1 freak, he is stepping up to the plate. He's just about to hit the 100 club. This team is just full of offensive power. If there's anything you're going to beat on this team, it's you're going to have to either outscore them or out-defense them. Yeah, that's really. What you're going to do there. Marchessault, also another Vezina Trophy containing winner. He's got 29 games played. He's 22-7. Smitty's good, but Marchessault has also been playing well too. But you got to kind of look at, okay, he's on a team that's scoring 50 goals a week. I mean, yeah, he's going to have a lot of wins, but he's got a 2.83 goals against average, 76 save percentage. He still faced about 350 shots, so he definitely should be on that list for Vezina. Keep it up. Of course, Holmes rules and Tretiak will be in the running for the Hart Trophy this year. Of course, it's the last week. We'll find out who takes the Rocket Richard and the most points. So it'll be interesting to see there. Of course, you got the tough D-men. You got Dayman playing back in D. He's got ripping 35 points. Another Norris Trophy contender. A lot of awards could go to this team at the end of the season. A lot of awards. What are you going to do to beat a team like this, Stout? What is your strategy when you go in and play a team like this? What do you tell your guys? You know,
well,
you beat
what
the
our guys has been doing is, I think what helped them out last night is after we got the forfeit win over Dallas, that line decided to go and play some club and work on like how they want to play the game. I don't know how they played it. We ended up beating them 6-1. You just got to go into it and try to shut down the guys that you know are going to get the puck. When Tretiak's on the ice, they're going to look to go to Holmes. When they got Holmes and A1 Freak, then you got to stop those two. Defensively, it's difficult to stop that team. But I think when you see, Chelios out there, I don't think he's the greatest defenseman. I think that's when you can really go out and try to dominate against that team. That's when I think they're weak. Of course, Marchessault wasn't in that game last night, so I can see him saying, oh, well, you guys only won because he wasn't there, but we beat that team with him in net too, so they're not a dangerous team. I would play them in the playoffs. I wouldn't be afraid of having a battle against them, so you just got to manage your game and play smart and try to stay out of the box.
And you put it there in the point. It's funny that you say about the Holmes rule. There is rumor there's a little bit of discord over there with regards to. And this happens when you get a bunch of star forwards on a team. Sometimes the egos get the best of everybody. But I've heard rumors to the grapevine that A1 Freak is not happy over there because he feels that every time Holmes rule's on the ice, everybody goes out and looks for him. There's other people open. So, and that's the case. I've played against these guys when Holmes rule is on the ice. Really, it comes down to shadowing Holmes rule. Whenever he's on the ice, you take somebody, you shadow him, because that's all they try to do. They try to get it to Holmes rule every single time. And even their own players are saying that. So there is rumors that he's not happy over there. I don't know if he was talking to people, ownership, about trades or whatnot, but perhaps we'll see a trade come out of Nashville. We don't know. I don't know, but I know there's some discontent there. But when you got your forwards with a little bit of discontent, you want to get that shit whipped into shape before going into the playoffs, because that could destroy a team pretty quickly. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of them, they hear a lot of things that we say on here and a lot of things that people say. But when you're in games and you see the way they play, you got to take it away. If I was them, best advice I would say is, stop trying to force it over there. You'll probably get more looks and be able to beat more teams. But we've seen you guys play all season, and we know that that's your strategy, so maybe switch it up a little bit and Hopefully you guys can try to go out and win a championship.
Exactly. And last but not least, the Boston Bruins, the top team in the league. Looks like they're in the running for the President's Trophy. Not every team wants that. They're 5 points out of that. There's still an opportunity for Montreal and Nashville to catch up there. But the way they've been playing, it looks like they're theoretically, they may take the President's Trophy. It's hard to say. Every week they're playing above 500 hockey. They're a tough team to beat. It's funny because one night we'll play them and it's a close game in overtime, and the next night we'll go in and we'll get blown out by them. So they're definitely a team to be reckoned with. Best team in the league right now, in my opinion. Luch and Scott DeRee are doing a fantastic job over there. Probably the most in-depth team that I've seen. The question is, I know they made a little bit of a trade for Chews and Brews for horse hockey. Nothing really exciting. The question is, will we see anything else move out of there? If I was Luch, I'd leave everything the way it is and keep playing the way it is, in my opinion. Nothing is wrong with this team at this point. Smitty has been playing well. He's 29-13-2. He's kind of gone down a little bit with a 3.01 goals against average and a save percentage. There's some other goalies that are starting to make notice, but he's playing the game he needs to play. Right now, it's not about the numbers. It's about, taking your team on forward. And if they hold out, they may be sitting out the first week with twiddling their fingers and thumbs and toes and playing with their testicles, waiting for the next team. So what do you think it means? I can't say anything bad about this Boston Bruins team, in my opinion. Can you?
No. They're playing well. You got to give them credit. They've got the firepower. M.M. Holmes, Dak, Willie. The one thing I will say is I think they're one line. I don't know about their other line. I don't know how powerful that line is. Maybe they might think about maybe splitting that first line up. I know. I don't know if Holmes and Williams are playing together on the first line, or I would try to, work on some things this week if I was them. Try to work on how they want to do their lines. But in all fairness, I wouldn't fear them in a series. I think we could probably beat them with the team that we have now. Maybe a couple weeks ago we probably couldn't beat them, but I think we could probably beat them now. So. They just got to work on some tweaks and stuff, and I think they'll probably go very deep in the playoffs.
That's the way you like it. You like it nice and deep, don't you, buddy?
Ha, ha, ha. You know it, brother. You know it.
He's admitting it. He likes it deep. So if you want to look at the updated power rankings, this is through week six. You look at, let's have a look and see what, I always like to review what Brace Robin is saying. So let's look at New Jersey right now. He says stay away from Dallas because you guys are 2-7 against Dallas. So as long as you can stay away from those guys, you'll be fine. But good read. Read those guys. It's good. I really enjoy XOHL blooper video link. Oh, we got a blooper video link. I'll have to check that out later. So good job. So there you have it. There's our rundown of the week for the standings. If we were to look at things today, this would be playoffs starting next week. Of course, you would be out.
Yep.
Chicago would be out. We would have Boston and Montreal. Something changed there? I don't know. I'm looking at a different standing. Happened here? I thought I had Nashville in second place. Did something just change? That shouldn't be right. See you looking at the standings by any chance? There?
Yeah, I'm looking at the standings. Nothing changed on my laptop.
You got Montreal in second?
Yeah, I got Montreal in second.
It shouldn't be that way because they're tied 71-71. I believe it goes by wins. I may be wrong, but I don't know. But if it was today, from my view, Boston Nash would be sitting pretty. Montreal would be facing Toronto in the first round. Winnipeg and Dallas would be going at it. So that's what it would look like today. What's my prediction? Want to know? Want to know what my prediction is?
Yeah.
My prediction is, right now I'm going to say Boston-Montreal taking the bye. It will be Nashville playing New Jersey in the first round. I think you guys are going to surpass Toronto and, of course, Winnipeg and Dallas. That's what I predict. That's what I predict. I'll stick to it.
Appreciate the confidence, so, Ben.
There you go. I've been betting on you guys all week, so you mean... I've been making money off you, so... Gotta go with where the money is. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. This is the AKA the Chucky Danger Band, now known as the Paper Lines with the Sweet Symphony. We'll be right back after this message to look at some of the top players.
Lost you once again, seems I've never found. Like daggers, hearing that sweet sound. Bitter falling tears, scribble trail over her eyes. It's the same old story, you apologize.
Time to bust out this week's standout players. And, you guys can all view that in your dashboard. Yeah, that's right. View it in your dashboard. I like to read it out because everybody likes to hear their name on the radio, of course. Standout players this week, this past week, Holmes Rule, of course, 65 goals, 46 46 cents. 46 cents. The whopping 111 points. He's definitely wrecking things again this season. Tradiac, his bromance lover, leading the charge of his team. 31 goals, 74 assists. Pass the puck to who? 100 club, 105 points to Tradiac. Defensive wise, we've got Somni. League's best from the blue line. He's got a plus 42, 19 hits, 7 goals, 45 assists, 52 points in the season. I think I should be in there for my hat trick, I'm just saying. Diomedes, D1, whatever you want to call him. He's also holding the blue line with 29, 47 hits, plus 29, 5 goals, 3 assists, 38 points so far this season. I think I got my more goals than him. Yeah, baby. Goaltending, stepping up to the plate this week. LeSaint, 10-1, 15 games played. GAA of 2.59, 109 HS. This is the first week we haven't seen Smitty up here. And of course, Marsh soared 22-7, 23, 29 games played. And of course, the two goons himself, A1 Freak, 282 hits, leading the pack. 23 penalty minutes, 57 minutes. He's got one fight. Guy's a brutal, brutal man, and he's still putting pucks in the net. Dinkins is not far behind with 40 hits. Well, he's 40 hits behind. 244 hits, 32 penalties, and only 88 minutes. You need to hit more efficiently, Dinkins. But yeah, there you have it. There's your standout players of the week. Let's talk about who's the best this week. Who thinks they're the best? Give them a little, brag them up on their shoulder, yada, 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 lift them up so they feel special. Let's have a look at it this week. We've got, let's talk about it. Who stands out? The rest, the best, for me and Eichel's opinion, league leaders this week. And every week, we don't talk about them every week. I'll start with mine this week. And we try to avoid talk because we're in disbelief that this guy is actually up on the point board. But I got to talk about Tradiac. He's held his own this season. He's got 32 games played. Even though last week, he played one too many games. And, of course, he wasn't around him this much this week because he only played two games. I think he would only play max 3 games this week. And just having a little gander there. And, you know, he's not going to be on the board as much as he was last week. So, but I do have to talk to him overall-wise because we haven't talked to him all week. He's doing really well, and kudos to him. Other notable mentions, the Chronic Twisted Dreams are now in the 100 club. They've got 100 points. They've reached that mark. Got to talk about them. My player for the week this week, as far as forward goes, is going to go to Twisted Dreams. He had 5 games played, 9 goals, 11 assists. 20 points. Kudos to you, Twisted Dreams. You're breaking out. You're in that 100 club. As far as defenseman-wise goes, my top defenseman this week would have to be, I've got to give it to my buddy, D1, Diomedes, and an Iceman again. I know Iceman had it last week. He had a phenomenal week this week. I'm going to give it more so to D1. 4 games played, 1 goal, 8 assists. I had 3, though, Diomedes. I'm just saying, I got a hat trick. So, but a plus 12. Had a solid week this week, and good job for you. And top defenseman, in my opinion. Goaltending wise, I'm going to have to go, of course, to LeSaint. I think he had a phenomenal week. He went 3-0. 43 saves, 38. He's got a 1.88 goals against average, 86 save percentage. LeSaint, you're definitely making a run for the Vezina Trophy, in my opinion. It's going to be interesting to see how things turn out at the end of this week. Smitty, Marchessault, LeSaint, those guys are all deserving. Kurdog to be on the ballot for the Vezina Trophy. LeSaint is probably the most impressive numbers, with the least amount of games that I've seen. Definitely, in my opinion, if I was voting today for Vezina Trophy, I would have to go. And I'm not because I'm a Montreal Canadian. Just based off the trend and the numbers, I'd have to go with LeSaint. How about you? How about you, Eichel? What do you think? And who is the best? Who stands out above the rest this week for you?
Well, don't definitely Eichel 9. No, I'm just joking.
I would just like to mention that Ploop has passed you, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I haven't really been playing lately, so kudos to him.
Yep.
I definitely agree with you with everything you said. I don't really have any different choices on that list, so.
That's pretty. So here's an interesting fact we talked about in the Million Dollar Man. He's got one more week to stay ahead of you, and that's what would change. I'm not even going to bring up the music just because you've got a long ways to go to catch up to him. It looks like everybody will get their money, their $1,000 for their gambling if Floop does it. But here's an interesting thing, and he's at 75 points right now. He didn't think he'd break the top 10 coming in late, but let's look at things right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Affirmed Data is in that 10th spot. The Ploop is at 75. Affirmed Data is at 79. 86 would be the mark to beat. I think he can do it, don't you?
He passed me. I didn't think he was, but, he's the Ploop. He scores goals. He makes things happen, so I think he has a top 10. He surpassed me, and I played, 40 more games than he's played so far? So,
yep.
I mean, he definitely has the abilities to do it.
Kloop, you got 4 games to play this week. If you can jump in that spot, I mean,
or even
he
five.
Would be the most.
If Poison can play them 5.
He would be the most successful Million Dollar Man we've had in XOHL history. In my opinion, no other Million Dollar Man has been able to achieve what we've asked him to achieve. Now, normally it's the top spot, but I think that if he was here for the remainder of the season, he would be in the beginning of the season. He would be in those top 5, no doubt about it. No doubt about it, because the way he's trending right now. Let's just do a little calculation here, and let's talk about it a little bit. So we've got the Ploop. We're to have 79 points. No, he's got 75 points, in 20 games, right? 75 points in 20 games. That equals out to roughly almost 4 points a game. Almost 4 points a game he's averaging. So let's, you look at somebody like Tretiak, who's got, 105 points in 32 games. That's less points per game. 3.28 points per game. Ploop is averaging 3.75 points per game. So if he continue on with that trend, now mind you, Tretiak plays 5 games a week, roughly 5 games a week. I know last week he played 6 games, and let's have a look here. Except for this week, he didn't play 5 games a week. So in week 6, he played 5. He only played 4 in week 3. But if he continues on, if he would have continue on this trend and kind of join a little earlier in the season, you probably see him in those top 5. So Ploop, definitely keep playing. If you can crack that top 10, in my opinion, you should be on that ballot for MVP, because that's and help carrying that team, to help bringing Toronto Maple Leafs. The first time ever Toronto Maple Leafs in this league might actually have a shot of doing some damage in the playoffs. Wouldn't you agree? The curse might be over.
We'll see. Poison. Poison was very busy yesterday in trade talks. He's busy today. I'm kind of disappointed that there's no big moves tonight.
Give it time. Trade deadline's not till Friday. So let's look at things now over in the gambling aspect of it. I won a little bit of money last week. Picked up a whopping $3,500 on New Jersey's big win over Nashville. Put $1,000 down on that. I won that, but then I lost $6,000 on every other game. So not that great. So I kind of cut out on towards later in the week. So right now, as it stands in the gambling, Bassani's still sitting with $2.2 million. We did have a donator last week, and I want to thank Tretiak for donating some money to the site. It's very much appreciated. So because he donated, a fair amount of money. And I said, well, geez, maybe I'll just give him like $2 million in gambling money just so he can have somebody catch up to Bassani. And it would have taken too long for me to do that because they only go into $10,000 increments, what I could give there. But in our hearts, Tretiak, you got $2,000. So Bassani with $2.4 million right now. Jay Resnick is the only one next to him at $140,000. So Bassani, yep, you're the leader of the league for gambling. Jay Resnick's the top money winner for the active players in the league. So Bisani, you're only winning the bench players, okay? You're ahead of the bench players. So there you go, because, and King Dyer was for $54,000, so big, big money, Bisani. Somebody needs to put a big whopping bet down on something tonight, like big, big, big bucks on a game next week. Like, bet on, like, New Jersey or something like that, against Nashville or something. Win a big, big money to catch up to him. Somebody's got the balls to do so. There you have your gamblers right there. Last but not least, we'll talk about, I don't know if, again, I don't really have a candidate for this. I might have a candidate for this. I'm not really sure. Maybe you might sell, man, but it's our freak out of the week.
Oh, yeah, you're playing Fox Books Jam.
Oh, good. I got news that Foxbrook can actually hit the bank. So, yeah, Foxbrook, give him $2 million. No, give him $2.2 million. Now, go. Yes, Marcosaurus, we know you're undefeated. You said it like 10 times. But look whose team you're on. You're Nashville. Pretty easy to stay undefeated when your team's scoring 70 million goals on everybody. So don't get too excited. So this is a chance for us to review the chat box, talk about Freak Out of the Week. I don't really have any candy skin for this week, but why is it fucked up, Asani? I have the power, bitch. Captain, we might have a Freak Out of the Week right now. We might have one right now if I end up giving that guy $2.2 million. Hey, if you donate as much as Trediac did, I'll give you another $2 million. So that's the price. If you donate a certain amount, I can't disclose the amount, you get a whole bunch of money. So there you go. We might have maybe we can antagonize a Freak Out of the Week right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you can. Bassani's about to go off.
He's gonna go off.
He's easy.
Captain Ride the Pine is getting ready to piss. Oh my. Captain Ride the Pine. Oh yeah, Dallas goalie Freak Out of the Week. Yes, good call, Jay Resnick.
Oh yeah, Freakin' Nature.
Freakin' Nature freaked out last week. He would definitely be a candidate for Freak Out of the Week. As some of you may or may not know, this guy, I can't think he had a pretty bad game. Rage quit and basically went off in the chat box and said, I'm done. He left Dallas high and dry, which is too bad because he was actually showing some pretty promising numbers as for a Vezina nominee. So, that was just dumb on your part, buddy. Fuck you all. Bassani, you're nominated for that little comment. Bassani, we love to hate you and hate to love you.
Question for you, Lagar. If there's a summer season, do you see Bassani cracking an active roster?
Actually, I'm actually contemplating giving Bassani an ownership position. Those who can't make a team, own. Actually, to be honest with you, in all fairness, as much as Bassani can be a pain in my ass sometimes, the guy does what you need him to do. When I was to get him to be league scout, he was stepping up to the plate and doing what needs to be done. So, kudos to him. But Bassani, if you're an owner, you can actually make a team. Somebody will want to play you. It would be you.
Well, apparently, Marcosaurus said he would take Bassani over the two of us. So, Marcosaurus, apply for management next year, and you can have Bassani on your team.
Marcosaurus sounds like he's in love with Bassani. Just saying. And who names himself after a dinosaur? What are you, 12?
I'll be right back.
All right, anyway, we're back. Good goalie, though. I do have to say, you got the numbers, buddy. Hashtag he better. You're forgetting a letter there, bud. So we're opening up the phone lines. Here's the question I want to ask you guys. I got about 10 minutes left in the show because I got to go play in the other league. If he's such your boy, why isn't your boy getting his boys to pick you up to dress you? That's what boys would do. And open up the phone lines. Give us a call. The question is, should we run a summer season? Would you be interested in playing in a summer? Well, I shouldn't say summer season, late spring, early summer. So basically, we're done this by mid-May. Run a shortened season, 6 weeks, and do end of May into June. Yada yada yada. Would there be enough interest? I had an interesting conversation with DeChronic, my new GM over at LG, and it was definitely an interesting conversation. He was quite happy with what we've done here, and got thinking about it. I kind of like that we're small. I like the competition. I like the camaraderie. I like the people that I know everybody. You're not just a number here in the XOHL. I really enjoy that, and I think that that's something, personally, as a commissioner, that that a goal that we will strive for. And I'm pretty sure most of my BOD are on board with this because, the more people, the more work. But I really enjoy, and this is what DeChronic said, I really enjoy the camaraderie, the friendships, and the competitiveness. Like, look at the season right now. Like, look at the standings, the way they are. It's anybody's game, with the exception of making the playoffs, except in Chicago, of course. And but it's tight all around. And I'm not saying keep the league as an 8-team league. All I'm saying is, I don't want to be a 3-league league. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I agree.
I think that would take away with what we stand for. Personally, as a player, not as a commissioner, I would be personally happy with playing, 15 teams all for I think that'd be a magic number for me. That's just my opinion. 15 teams, wouldn't you say?
I agree with you totally. And you're wondering where Castrum Pollock has just signed into the website, so.
I seen that. He just woke up. He's a couple hours behind. Got somebody on the line.
Probably him.
603 area code. Welcome to the area. You're on the blue line. Who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Kevin.
Somebody fell asleep, didn't he?
Yeah, you sound like if you have a fucking dick in your mouth, motherfucker.
Sounds all seductive. Hey, what's up?
I was taking a piss.
Just in a flustered. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Is it a piss? I bet you it's a piss hard on, too, isn't it?
I'm fashionably erect.
Semi-soft.
You're such an idiot, Caster. You're fucking idiot.
Caster, we're just opening up the phone lines. I got about 10 minutes left because I got to go play LG here in a little bit. So we're just talking about the size of the league. We don't want to. I don't want to go too big. I don't want to go. I don't want to be a 3-league league. What do you think about that?
So would you say you don't want to be a 3-league league? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you mean like you don't want to be like the bigger leagues, if you know what I mean?
AHL, CHL.
Yeah, I personally like how big the league is. I would like it to get up to maybe 10 to 12 teams. 12 teams is pretty ideal for me.
You said the exact same thing you did, buddy. Yeah. Well, 15 would be a good number.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, once you start getting to those other levels of leagues.
14 or 15.
Yeah. Once you start getting those other levels of leagues, you need a real consistent, active player base in order to maintain that. So that's when it really starts getting messy. But yeah, I think 12 to 14 is ideal for me. So
yeah, I like that idea too. Like I said, I just like the competitiveness. I like the camaraderie. I like how everybody knows each other. You're just not a number. I just find with bigger leagues, it's all who you know and where you go play, right? Doesn't matter how good or how bad you are. It's just all who you know.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I like the camaraderie, as you said. That's a perfect word for it. Of when you have the smaller leagues and stuff like that, everybody knows each other, and it's a lesser of a chance to get lost in the weeds, if you know what I mean.
We play drop-in lobbies. We could have a couple drop-in lobbies going with half the league. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Half the league playing drop-in together, and it's good times. It's good times.
Oh, I agree.
So it's just, I kind of like our tight-knit club, so our little, I know that, I think the Moose does it this way, too, the Moose Hockey League. They're very restrictive in who they let in and who they don't. And you know what? The smaller you are, the less chance for you to get assholes, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're always going to get a group of assholes, but it's easier to maintain at the smaller size, quite honestly.
Yeah, it's harder to get away with shit when you're smaller.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody's watching, right? Like, for example, the rumor about the issue about Disco running out. Everybody knows about that now, right? Everybody knows. So everybody will be watching for that. If some of you don't know, a complaint did come through about Disco's style of play, trying to run out and get penalties. But so now everybody will be watching for that because everybody's talking about it. Of course, I'm talking about it on the radio show. Of course, everybody loves the radio show. And, you know, it's because we're small, it's like you said, it's easier to manage, and it's hard to get away with things, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how this discussion started, but that's pretty much how I look at it as well. Have you guys been talking about it for a while?
No, we just started talking the last 15 minutes.
Yeah,
just kind of the end of the show kind of talk. Basically, speaking of, since I've got the director of league operations on the line, you may be able to clarify this. Now, I noticed in the standings this week that I was changed back again. What the fuck? Am I dreaming shit?
What? What are you doing now?
Look at it now, Eichel. Now it has Nashville at second place.
Yeah, it keeps changing between Lacar's team and Nashville, Caster.
Well,
it keeps going back and forth.
Well, yeah. Well, I know earlier it was still waiting for that last game to be inputted, and it was having updating. Yeah, because I can't remember what the game was earlier. It changed. But it should be the way it is right now anyways. Montreal has more actual wins than Montreal
Nashville
has. That's what I meant to say, Nashville.
And that's the way it is. Now, if you look at on the commercial break, I was looking up how the NHL does it, and that's pretty much what we follow. The first thing they go by is
regulation wins.
But, everybody plays the amount of games, so then after that, it's greatest number of wins. Games won, excluding games won in a shootout, but we don't do shootouts.
Yeah.
And then after that, it goes by the greatest number of points earned in games between the two tie clubs.
Yeah.
So that's, and I'm pretty sure that's how Meeble originally coded that originally. So, like I said, I did promise that we'd be on the air for trade deadline. Do you expect any big moves, Caster? You're going to be the one dealing with keeping an eye on the trades. Deadline's Friday. 11:59, free agency, all the big roster moves last week of waivers. Here's a question that came up to me in a party, and I couldn't answer it, that maybe you could answer for people out there. Will people still be able to undress and dress players during the playoffs and the last week?
You'll still be able to undress. Just remember, there is no free agency. There's no trades. So you need to make sure you're at your roster.
No waivers
by Sunday.
Either.
What's that?
No waivers either.
Yeah, no waivers either.
If you're going below roster, you're going to screw yourself over, right?
Yeah. So if you send people down, you better be prepared to call up from what you have down there. And so you still have that ability, and the deadline is still the same. But there is no FAs after tomorrow. There is no waivers after Saturday. So, and the trades end tomorrow at 11:59.
So after Saturday, whatever roster you have, either they're inactive or active, is what you're going into the playoffs with.
Yeah,
correct.
Yep. But you'll be able to have bench room to move things around, which is kind of nice. I kind of like that idea. If a guy's not playing well in a certain round, you can move him down. And I guarantee you this year in the playoffs, we were a little lax last season. I guarantee the hammer will be brought down to make sure people are getting played when they're supposed to getting played based off the line rules in the playoffs. And it's all laid out there for you gentlemen, right in there, about who's the roster rules. The HT must have it all active players playing in one game before game four. There's no free agency, so he's going to be watching that shit because I know the hammer is on top of it. Because he likes to be on top.
We already are going to be banging someone out for this week, not playing someone at their minimum, not even trying to get in game. So.
It's not me, so you can all you want.
We catch everything, so people.
Seeing as we have Caster on the line, because we weren't able to get him on the line for the trades, Caster, give us your thoughts. Give us your thoughts on the Winnipeg-Dallas trade, which had the Voracek in it. Who do you think won it, and who do you think lost it?
Well, talent-wise, on paper, I think Winnipeg won that one. Now, is Voracek going to show up and play his games? Is he, you know what I mean? That's a quite a... it's quite a unique opportunity to play for Iceman at Disco. I think Dallas got two people that actually play together. So, you know, I think for chemistry-wise, they made a good trade with that. I just think something's not on the level that they got rid of Voracek. I think Voracek probably demanded a trade, and he might not like where he went.
And then, of course, the trade between our team and Toronto. What do you think about that one?
I think we got something we needed. I think we upgraded something where we needed. We, you know, traded someone that didn't want to be here really anymore.
Look at Caster, finally agreeing with the trade that you made.
Yeah, and we opened up a spot on our roster, which that's what EIHL wanted to do.
Right.
So I think we made out in that trade because of that, I think talent-wise, and the goal of opening up that roster.
Look at that. Next week, we're going to be back. Caster, you're actually going to be up and on time?
What day is that? Sunday?
You work. What do you work, Sunday?
So I don't know what I work Sunday, but it's not late, so I could
about,
be around.
Tuesday? How's Tuesday sound?
I don't work late. Tuesdays that I know of.
We'll rock Tuesday night, and the reason I say Tuesday night is because playoffs will be starting. We'll get an idea of who's going to the playoffs, and he'll be here on the air to answer your questions in regards to playoffs, so everybody knows what's going on. I know Lucci's put a question up there saying, well, what if somebody's not available? If they posted they're not available, and you have proof that they posted they're not available, then you can't schedule them, obviously, right? So you have to schedule every active player.
You know, and we'll contact that player and see if he was available or not. So
if he posted it, you would know, right?
If he posted of that person sending you a message saying they're not available, yeah.
The availability report.
Yeah.
So I have to sign off for tonight, obviously. I wish we could have more time tonight, but... I want to wish everybody luck in trading. I want to wish Eichel, you got some work ahead of you next week. We could see a big garage sale over in Chicago just to help out buddies. Who knows? I know people.
I could see some buddies moving out of Chicago.
Yep. People who are not well liked on their other teams may end up going to Chicago. you may end up seeing some change over there. But I want to thank everybody. We'll be here next week, Tuesday night live. We'll break things down to you, getting ready for the playoffs, talk about the trade deadline, and thanks for Caster for showing up late, you lazy bastard.
Yeah,
and Eichel,
just one thing.
You have a twin. I'm on the Hamilton Bulldogs, and I played, and I seen on the roster this guy named Eichel 9. I said, I got to play with Eichel over here. Not the same guy, so you have a twin, buddy.
He's probably worse, though, right?
Eichel X9. No, he's actually better. Go ahead, Caster.
Well, fucking shit.
Okay.
Better.
Every owner, every GM, remember, tonight is the deadline to send down and release at 11:59. So get those in.
I already told you, so I'm good.
Okay,
whatever. Suck up. Okay, we'll see you later. Thanks for joining us, guys. We'll be back on Tuesday night, and have yourself a nice weekend.
Caster, close the show with a comment.
Eichel's a bitch.
Go back to bed, you deadbeat.
The players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind, but they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name, and the best game you can name is there's a good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs, too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink, and the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.